And we're live.
Afrobeat Intelligence Podcast.
Afrobeat Intelligence. Democratizing African music.
So, when you started at a time before Afrobeats to the world.
Wow.
Yes, you did. You did.
Understandably, yes.
Yes, you did. You did.
As part of that, can Afrobeats breakout generation.
Yeah. Yes, you're part of that generation that came in and decided that they wanted more than the ceiling that we have hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you broke in just before Afrobeats to the world.
Just before Made in Lagos.
Just before Made in Lagos, yes. You did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Before and African Giants.
Yeah, before African Giants and all, you broke in. So It was, I like to think it was a generation that hacked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a generation hacked it. That's why we have what we have now, because your generation hacked it. Sure, we still have the bonds from the past. Wizkid, Davido, Burnaboy.
I'm going as far as 20 to Twila, Plantation Boys, and Style Plus.
Yes.
I was there.
Yes, you were there. You were there and you were making music.
I still a kid, though, but I was there.
Yeah, but the thing is, now when you blow, be your set.
Facts. Uh-huh. I don't blow before, but I know my set. Ashake.
Uh-huh.
That actually has to be, he used to be my best friend, you know?
For real?
Fun facts.
Yeah, nice.
He's still my brother, but like, the game is the game.
The game is the game. I understand. Yeah. But like, and you came at a time before this, and then Afrobeats to the world, just before Afrobeats to the world, that's when you announced your presence.
Mm.
And then Afrobeats to the world happened. How did that influence or modify your approach to the game, Afrobeats to the world?
I'm not gonna lie, yo. Afrobeats to the world started from Kenny's music.
True.
Before Mavins, before Mohits. Mohits came, the band, the prince. K-Switch, them niggas took it to like UK standard.
Yeah.
Diaspora standard. Mm-hmm. Firstly, P-Square and the band are the first mega super rock stars that we had in Afrobeats.
True.
Take it or leave it. In conjunction with Shino Peters, by the way.
Yeah.
Shino Peters was a star. He is a star. Like, that man knew where to march from head to toe. He knew it was him. The band, P-Square, Plantation Boys, Kenny's music generally, Monitor Trailer, Two Face, Blackface Face. They literally just opened the door for men, you know, to realize that you can be a star in your own right.
True.
But Afrobeats to the world started from, honestly, I might be wrong and I might be chatting shit. Correct me, but it started from Oliver Twist.
Yes, I agree. African Queen did its thing.
And I'm not taking this away from African Queen.
Yes.
African Queen was a classic.
Yeah.
It is a classic. It is still a classic. I wish I could even have a song with Two Face.
Yeah, but it was Oliver Twist that showed us what was possible.
Bro, Oliver Twist made us know what good music and is. Yeah. Like, I'm talking to you as Joya Khan, Afrobeat enthusiast, Afrobeat historian.
Yeah.
Oliver Twist made us understand that, okay, maybe I say if we crack the diaspora.
Something did that way. And they like us.
Who is David Brenner, Kiss Daniel, Olamide, Pato Rankin, my woman?
Yes.
See, this thing is bigger than the three horse race. So
yeah.
Except you want to be humble and timid and sound like generic about the whole scenes. But like, it's bigger than that three horse race. Imagine that Style Plus, Olufunmi Style Plus.
Yeah.
Like, men held this thing down. Efe Jokunio, Shoki, Lil Kesh, like, men held this thing down. Cause Daniel Woju, like, cause Daniel has even been a force to reckon with in the African scenes and diaspora scenes. Even if, you know, it might not be as diaspora as Brunner, might not be as diaspora as Wiz. Let's be honest. There are people that are more than Wiz, Dave, David, and Brunner that have been putting in work.
Yeah.
I won't say they are more than them, but like, there are more people that have been putting in work more than those three horse races.
Yeah.
And I love those three horses, like three giants.
Yeah.
But there's more work that has been put into Afrobeats.
Yes.
Olumide Yahuze was the beginning of dance challenges.
Yeah, true. True. I remember. Yeah.
Who am I? What do I know?
I remember.
Yahuze. Alanta. is Sweet Like Fire. Those Earthquake. Yeah. My bro, like, these guys don't even get their, they don't even get their props. Like, I'm not trying to sound like Metusela, but like, people don't do this speed before even me I start, and they don't even get their props. Earthquake.
Yes, Earthquake did.
Tootie Boys.
Yes,
they did. Small Doctor. Mm-hmm. Like, men don't the mount before men release it at the mount.
Yes. I know.
Vector, Fouls. Oh,
yeah.
Like, they even new generation people, Psycho YP, Ojumodu Black. Like, the people that have been holding this scene before they even got their recognition. Ojumodu has been in this game
for over 10 years.
As a manager, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
I tweeted Ojumodu 2019, first block party. Alhaji Popping can testify. Like, I'm an industry baby. And I see the growth. I recognize the growth. I appreciate the growth and I respect it.
I get you. And sometimes I look at how we have come forward as a music culture and how much recency bias plays into a lot of things. And I'm like, and from time to time, I always say, yes, we might celebrate the ones who did, in quotes, in this new
the
age,
most
did it first.
Yes.
There's always a first to do this first. So we can celebrate the ones who did it first.
But it does not take away from the ones
who just do.
Who has been doing. Lord of Wajasa reminisce Olamide Bado. Like, yeah. Bro, like, man, they say the key, I'm a Yoruba boy. I'm sorry. Indigenous rap is a part of my development.
Yeah.
Like, and Ibinuni J1, like, Kenny's music.
Yeah, it was a strong
like
part.
Let's even go back. Historians, M1, Kotimon So. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Afrobeat historians.
Essence,
like,
J1.
My bro.
All of them. We've done.
This girl that has gold at the back of her name.
Goldie.
Yeah.
God bless her soul.
God bless her soul. Goldie's reason why Yemi Alade can talk.
Goldie was the first alter woman.
Goldie was the first unapologetic in her own right.
Yeah.
Woman. Goldie opened the doors for the likes of Tame Simi.
Yeah.
Even Yemi Alade.
Yeah.
Goldie is her.
Yeah. I joined the industry.
I feel so good that we're mentioning these names because they never even get
recognition. No, they never do.
It's sad.
It's sad. But that's also because back then too.
Sonia can win.
Yeah.
Chris Okotie, Ebenezer Obey, Sonia Ade. I was raised by my grandma, bro. Like, this interview is going to go as far as even before I was born, if you won't even talk about it.
I know. So one thing I'm trying to do now is, and I'm going to propose it and then try to like set up something to
please, bro. Enlighten us.
Yes, we have to fully acknowledge and platform classic Nigerian music.
In all ranges and categories.
Yes, there's classic now everyone's focused on what we have become in this post-modernization age of Afrobeats.
Mm.
But we had the pre-modernization.
Bro, we are Style Plus. Like,
yes,
firstly, understand who is Bonner and David at the front top three.
Yeah.
That's Style Plus.
Yes.
This Plantation Boys.
Yes, they did it all.
It's not be say, like, no. Let's go to comedies. Let's go to comedian. It's Ali Baba.
Yeah.
It's Basket Mount.
Yeah.
There are OGs that have been pushing this Afrobeat. It's cool to be an Afrobeat movement guy from the jump. Like, I'm only 26, but I know this piece.
Yes.
Because now then we grew up listening to Ali Baba. Are you whining me? Do you want to tell me? You want to tell me you don't know Ali Baba?
No, we all do. How we all do. Okay. So, moving, like, narrowing, like, your work down to what happened. So you mentioned earlier about like Kulosa coming from a place of
futuristic compositions.
Yes. Okay. You mentioned Kulosa coming from a place of pain and scandal, of depression and all of that. In 2020, you had a scandal.
Yeah. Wow. So before you talk,
yeah, I saw like just before, we all saw it, man.
We all did, even me, you did, even me saw it, yes. Like, straight up. And this is the first time I'm talking about it because I keep skipping that question, but let's go.
Okay, so we saw what happened when your videos showed up on the internet.
Legendary,
Yeah, not one, not two. It was a full series, man. A full series. You gave us a series. And well done. Well done.
Entertaining them niggas. What?
You gave us a full series.
Yeah.
And before that, and I'll speak about it on the back end. Before it became public. On the back end, I saw the like, from the back channels, I kept hearing that these videos existed. What was it like to know that they finally made it to the public space?
It was a peace of mind for me because, like, I was getting blackmailed for 2 years.
You're getting blackmailed?
Yeah.
How?
These contents have existed way before, like, they broke out.
Yeah?
They've existed way before they even had a reason to break out. I paid that blackmail money. Trust me.
You paid black pen money.
Yeah.
So people kept threatening you that they were going to drop
people,
it.
Certain accounts just kept threatening me. And when it came, I was like, finally, man. Like, guys, y'all know I can smash. Like, at this point, nigga, you can't even chat shit. Like, I was like the measurement to quality sex to some man. Like, I'll fuck you better than Oxlade type conversations. But like, That wasn't the side effects. The side effects was hearing my grandma cry.
Oh, no.
Asking me if I was going to be the one to end her.
No way. So it affected your family more than it did you.
It affected my family.
For you, it was relief that you don't have to deal with this again.
Yeah, I said my family, but then it affected my mental health.
In what way?
I lost all my endorsement deals.
For real?
We got a very mad hypocritic system that people don't even know that happens. When you get to be bashed, your market value, your price tag, and every affiliation you get tends to depart from you.
For real?
For real and for fake. And I got every side of it. I lost all my endorsement deals. 4 of them, by the way.
So they just hit you up and then they told you, sorry, this is happening to you.
Yeah,
we can't affiliate with you anymore.
I lost all my deals. Any deal that you know that I was affiliated with, calculate it.
Yeah.
Everything. Up to like 400 million. Like straight up.
No way.
And, you know, I went back into the dark. It was like finally happened, but like still. And nothing really hit me until my grandma asked me, Shofek Mamini. Shofek Mamini means, do you want to kill me? Do you want to be the one that like buries me?
Oh, that's.
She made my mother. And I happen to be the reason she goes before I make her proud of me is depressing and devastating enough to want to go into rehab. I went into rehab. I made this song like 2 days after the scandal. Insane. Agenda. I stopped working with a certain team of people. They tried to get back at me with my scandal because I opened my Snapchat with their phone. But like, that's a conversation I don't want to have with anybody. I don't even like to have with anybody, but like, it affected me. It affected my doings. It affected everything around me. People didn't understand. And the fact that it was more than one video makes it obvious that it was an agenda, but like, Nigerians just love judging and I don't care at this point, but like, the judgmental aura really had a bad effect on me. I went to London for rehabilitation. 3 months later, I found out my song was arguably a potential smash. I went back on TikTok, started making 3 contents every day on TikTok. I still got dragged on the timeline for being cringe. On top, say I didn't push my hustle, though.
Yeah.
But like, still on steel, like the biggest win is the plaques, bitches. Like the biggest win is the fact that I'm still Oxlade and there's nothing you can absolutely do about it.
What did you, that entire situation, I know it was hard for you.
Oh, what I learned, I don't hear the whole question you asked me. What I learned from that is, it be your own people.
Okay.
It be your own people. Straight up, your growth, your progress still scares your team. It still causes insecurity around people that think they're him and your team. And thanks to God, God Almighty, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, God Almighty, for making them understand that your agenda cannot stop his agenda.
Sure.
Like, imagine me, I was growing myself after a tragic scandal.
True.
Like, I just fucking skyrocketed from where, how, when, where, who, like, what platform, how. I don't, like, even up until now, I don't get how close I became arguably one of the biggest songs last year. I have 5 nominations on the headies. If that song was not a success, I won't do that.
True.
Like,
yes. But how did you feel after going through this rehab in London for 3 months? After going to the depths of the darkness, you know, with this negativity that has that had enveloped you, after seeing your world not crumble, but like threaten to cave in. And then somehow there's this ray of light, Kulosa. How did that feel?
Fun facts. And I'm not trying to be like a carbon copy of my idol.
Yeah.
My mentor equally as a sex tape.
Okay.
That didn't end up panning well for him, but you know, greatness comes with different Goliaths.
True.
And I learned from that. Him outdoing and overcoming that phase just made me understand that it's possible for me to understand it. Shouts to Wande Cole. That's my dad.
Yeah.
That's the reason why a bunch of us can fall settle.
True.
That's the reason why a bunch of us can actually claim we're singers. That's the reason why the evolution of Afrobeat started. The face of Afrobeats right now are not the reason why evolution of Afrobeats is happening. I understand that they're Wizkid type of artists, but like, even Wizkid learned from Wande Cole.
Yeah.
Learned.
Yeah.
I don't say learned.
Learned, yeah, of course. Learned.
So I don't get into trouble with the FC. I'm a full FC. Like, as back as True Larry, I would argue with anybody that Wiz is better than anybody.
Yeah.
After Davido put me on, I'll argue that Davido is the hardest artist on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then organically and merit-wise, Burna Boy deserves everything he's getting right now.
Yeah.
Because he's pushing Afrobeats to the next level. But like, I won't lie, I've always been a Wiz guy. Even if I knew that Wande was my foundation, Wande was everything to me. Wiz still means everything to me. Wiz is the reason why I can believe that I can make it from the streets.
Yeah.
Like, and still push Afrobeats in diaspora. Like, Wiz is the blessed guy. Burna is the guy that proves everybody wrong.
Yeah.
And Wande is the actual source.
True.
I'm sorry if you don't understand what I just said, but I said it.
So Kulosa happened. What did Kulosa do for you as an artist? I know what it did for your mental. Like, it was validation for your journey and seeing how, you know, you could rise from, in quotes, the ashes. You're a bit of a phoenix. But what did it do for you?
You made me realize that, like, you don't even need to go extra hard to be a diaspora artist.
How did you create it? How did you create Kulosa?
I mean, Kulosa, I was in love with a certain person.
Yeah.
Person that inspired O2, Non-Living Thing, also inspired Kulosa. I made it like, you know, long distance relationship kind of banters.
Mm-hmm.
Me trying to explain to her that this distance taking hold of me for sure. Maybe come. The word Kulosa started to birth from when I started to think of the name of the album. Kulosa is like Aspa closer, but like, I don't want to say closer because, you know, people that came before us succumbed to the pressure of the, what did they call them? Colonial masters.
Yeah.
And every song on my album has nothing to do with colonialism. That's what actually the beauty of my album. Kulosa over me.
Yeah.
You know, there are bare songs on that album that has nothing to do with colonialism, fighting against addiction, fighting against the status quo, against the rules. Every song on my album is African themed. And, you know, Kulosa was just the beginning, the genesis of what I was trying to do. The first artist that listened to that song was Ashake, by the way.
Oh, Kulosa.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Before.
What was the feedback?
Oh, he was lit. He was lit. Yeah. Listened to it in the front car and it was like, Oxlade, what's going on? This is not you. This is new. It was like I was morphing into something different. And he He recognized it and he spotted it out. But there was this guy called Soa.
Yeah.
He's from Abuja. He's an artist, A&R.
Mm-hmm.
One of my A&Rs. Like, he's blunt. So
yeah.
He go, tell me how I really be. And he told me, what if this song charts? And I was like, bro, it's in the top. Shady, why?
So you, weren't, you didn't believe in it on that level?
Up until now, I don't still believe in it. Like, I didn't believe that song was going to change my life. It changed my life due to the people around me, like the A&Rs, the young A&Rs that actually saw the vision. And then after I came back from rehab, all I had to do was put extra fire. 3 contents every day. You like it, you don't like it. You cringe. Ogun go kill cringe. Literally, Richie just corrected me. It was 4 contents every day. I called all the influencers in Afrobeat. I was making contents with them. I was getting threads. This guy is cringe. Why is he making contents? Like, why is he making contents to a song? Like, it looks like he's bleaching.
Yeah.
Bro, what did I not see? What did I not get? Niggas from Ogun State, Oro, Shoki, tweeting shit. They can't even have 3 square meal. I was going through live trying to promote my music because I was promoting my music and I believe in my music. I'm not saying I'm the reason why TikTok is booming right now, but I'm one of the reasons why TikTok has value right now. Because, like, up until now, because, bro, I mean, I don't want to call myself a TikTok artist, but, like 20% of my shit, of my grind,
yeah,
is TikTok success. And nobody on this podcast, watching this podcast, in every frame, left, wide, any frame, can question the importance of TikTok in your market.
True.
I'm talking Apple, Spotify, and all DSPs.
Yeah.
If you are chatting shit, you are just chatting shit.
Yeah, TikTok has a hold on us.
For sure, baby, come.
But why were you doing, why were you doing 4 content a day? Why was 4 the magic number?
Because it was never really a magic number. It was a matter of, I've lost everything.
Yeah.
I'm stereotyped.
Yeah.
I'm profiled. Some parents don't even rate me no more. Some parents think I'm bad influence to their children. Yeah. Up until now, some organizations don't even see me worthy of their brand. Stigmatization, stereotyping, profiling. And I just feel like, against the odds, una papa, sick of say this song, sweet.
Yeah.
Just sake of say no song should pass this song this year.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this to every generation, by the way.
Okay. Why?
Like, so if you mention no, I'm putting it out there. If you mention songs, like, yeah, after this you can subtweet and whatnot. Let's converse it. Just in case I don't know anything about Afrobeat.
Why did you go to rehab?
Because out of everybody that reached out to me after the saga, the only thing that actually damaged me was the voice of my mom.
Okay.
She's not my mom, she's my grandma, but like,
yeah, she but said, she's your mom. She plays 2 roles. She plays your mom and your grandma.
My bro, literally.
She's your mother.
All she asked me was, Ola Itan, Shovek Pamini. What that means is, Ola Itan, which is my real name, do you want to be the end of me? That was the shock, that was the strike, and that was the end. Whatever anybody tweeted, whatever posts, whatever videos, when I use the Cash Vibes, you just want to trend. I understand. Like, you need me to get numbers. I get it. Like, I love you guys also. The game is a game. The grind is a grind. But, like, the end product was me realizing my grandma was affected by that. And it was, like, the end of everything. It was, like, the end and the beginning. It was, like, shit.
What did rehab offer you?
Serenity, peace.
You were away. You stayed away from everything and everyone.
I was not on my phone.
Oh.
Hey, rehab does not let you handle your phone.
True.
Social media, accountability for your failures. So it's like generic thinking.
Yeah.
But you being accountable for your bullshit.
And what did your time in rehab do to you?
Wow. Fixed, rearranged. Maybe you understand that. I don't really have brothers. made me realize that the game is cruel. And also brought me to the attention that nobody really gives a fuck except your wedding.
Yeah.
I fell. Like, bro. So, all my life, people have been tweeting Oxley fell off. I'm just putting it out there. But for the first time in my life, after like that tragic moment, I felt like, yeah, you don't need to tell me I fell off for me to know I fell off. I could fight it. Like, what do you mean? I have Kulo with Ice Prince. What do you mean? I have all my life. Am I have Ojuju. Like, I've been dropping catalog. Like, nobody ever said I fell off and it hit different up until the tragic moment. And I was like, yeah. Oxlade, if you're ever going to come out of this, it's just God's grace. It's not even talent at this point. I've got bare talented people that are still struggling to come back up.
Yeah.
Conga is the face of gibberish music.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it. I'm not trying to know why he's not here yet, but I don't want to be one of the artists that you don't know why he's up here yet. And Kulosa just gave me a break.
Yeah.
Made me understand that I could outdo the entire status quo and the labels and the squadrons and the teams. Bro, people, they pay payola on a heavy, hefty basis. Like, yeah. That I cannot even mention that even if I talk about, I'll get blackballed. But like, payola is a thing. Influencing marketing is a thing. I'm not against all these things. Though. Stream farming is a thing. But I didn't need that to be great.
Yeah.
I didn't need any of that to be great.
So, you've gone to the depth. You've gone to the depths of the world. You've been through the darkness. You've navigated it. And you've come out stronger. Yes, you have. You've come out the winner.
God's grace brought me out of here. Straight up. Because left some people, I'm not meant to be here. Even left some people still tweet that I'm not here. Is that insane? Like, the bad blood is full in the African race that even with you, you can even testify to this. Like, I'm never saying this as per someone that's trying to be great. I'm saying this as per someone that is African and against all odds is still great.
Yeah. Yes. I get you. I get you. And Oxlade from Africa. Yes, we understand why you've named your project Oxlade from Africa. What is an Oxlade from Africa?
Everything. The pain.
Yeah.
The sweat. The stigma. The gatekeeping. Me trying to analyze appropriately what I mean by Oxlade from Africa, the trajectory, the motif, me trying to own my explanation of what Oxlade from Africa means to the entire populace, me trying to make them understand that I understand what it means to eat bread and beans as a 3-square meal.
Yeah.
Me trying to understand and make them understand that poverty is not something bizarre. Poverty is part of the ways of life.
Yeah.
Poverty is one of the triggers that makes greatness.
True.
Me trying to make them understand that I'm a living proof to the fact that poverty does not define who you are. Me trying to make them understand that being black does not change your perspective or your goals of an African. Me making them understand that you don't need to be the most privileged to be the most biggest star.
Yeah.
And the brightest in the sky of the stars.
True.
Oxlade from Africa is a statement piece to the ops, to the believers, to those fans of Joy Akan that just listens to his podcast, and to everybody that believes in the memo grass to grace. I do with you 1 billion.
I'm with you, brother. You've always approached life from a very
from your heart. Yeah, that's how you've always been one to like touch your heart all the time. Like you speak from your heart, you move via your heart, you move with a sincerity of purpose. How has the world responded to that? Being this person, speaking from your heart, talking from your heart, approaching the world from your heart. Is it hard to do?
Yes.
Okay.
It's tasking.
Okay.
It's challenging. Knowing that 90% of the game is fake is a realization that I learned from the ending and from the last part of my growth and development as an artist. But it also made me understand who they for me and who they for me. Evidence always shows the world creates for those actually who they for you.
Yeah, true.
I learned the hard way, I learned the easy way. And I realized that nobody can actually love you than yourself.
True.
So even the disappointments and people that move funny, I'm not surprised at this point. It's just like, oh, you said we won't move funny. Okay, now you did ups. It doesn't change anything from my agenda or what I'm trying to achieve.
And now at this point, I knew in Oxlade that has seen the depths of hell.
Literally, in terms of literature, okay.
Yeah, you've seen the depths of hell.
Facts.
Even before you became, even before you began to self-actualize, you've seen the depths of hell. Even while you're self-actualizing, you have also like gone to the depths still. You've gone through the darkness and all that. At this point, this space that you're in, you have a new album coming out. You're on the up. And I'm thinking, what is in it for you? When the lights go off, when all the cameras get shut off, when you are by yourself, what is the thing, this thing that you're doing, this journey that you're on? What is in it for you? What do you think you're getting out of this?
The fact that everybody that fought for my relevance, everybody that fought for me to stay here, can still bully everybody that second guessed me.
Yeah.
That is the entirety. That's the purpose. Bragging rights for everybody that actually believes in my dreams.
Yeah.
The fact that they were not believing in rubbish and jargons.
Yeah.
The fact that they fought for the right cause. The fact that, like, after my album... See, eh? After my album drops, eh? The fact that the entire movement and the fan base is bullying everybody else and making everybody feel stupid is the essence of the album. It's like, are you dumb? Like, do you understand music?
Yeah.
Do you know what music is all about? Like, if you know what music is all about, you listen to Intoxicated, listen to Incomplete, listen to Oxygen Music and Catalog. And if you tell me that with this vast knowledge of music that you have, with your dumb score, I don't understand music from Oxygen's perspective, then you don't deserve to be a music enthusiast.
And when you sit and then access gratitude, what are you mostly grateful for?
I'm grateful for the ones that fought by me. That stood by me. The ones that watched me grow even in my imperfection. The ones that understood that growth is a slow and gradual process. The patient ones are the actual superheroes. I've been dropping music on my life. People have been upsetting me. People have been hailing me. The ones that actually stood behind and said, yes, we were here from day one. And we're like, we knew that Oxley was going to give us 100%. Now he has given us 100%. What the fuck do you want to say? Is your mom deaf?
True.
The ones that understand my plaques and my glory, don't understand my greatness, don't understand that even in pain and sorrow, I was still here. Those are the ones I do this for. The ones that realized that my music was never for everybody, but just for them.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this for everybody, bro. Like, even as I did like this, for my team, I know they expect make everybody like my music.
Yeah.
The ones who like can understand the vision. And when the song actualizes, they go tell you, say, okay, we be new, say, oh, this song go to here, Amsterdam. How far? You will not believe it be ups. It's one sub like this. How lifeless are you? I'm doing this for those that never believed in me. I'm doing this for those that never even saw the light in my brightness. I'm doing this for those that never really understood that I was always the musician they knew they never needed.
Okay. And, well, I'd like to say, just as a closer, I'd like to say thank you so much for being true to yourself. Thank you for constantly pursuing, like, the realness in your heart. Thank you for being authentic. And thank you for approaching life from a very heartfelt perspective.
Thank you for being authentic, Julia Khan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being authentic. Authenticity starts from the questions you're asked rather than the answers you give.
True.
Julia Khan, thank you for sticking to how Afrobeat is meant to be appreciated and not how Afrobeat is meant to be seen.
Thank you.
Thank you for standing for the ones that didn't even have the voice. Like, my bro, I'm not signed to Maven. In all camera and lenses, I'm Tronic Music. Who the fuck is Tronic Music? Who the fuck knows Tronic Music? Thank you, Julia Khan, for giving people like me a reason to even talk. Yeah. Because if it's lessons at the school, the A-list stars, the major labels will listen to those that are signed by the major labels.
Yeah.
Julia Khan does not realize or even see the power play.
Nah.
She sees the authenticity.
Yeah.
I'm not even giving him PR. I'm just speaking from, like, my life. Like, I'm not even saying it. Bro, I'm not saying I don't give a fuck about Julia Khan, but, like, the fuck I give about Jack and is the fuck he gives about me.
Always. And thank you, brother. This has been a pleasure.
and then he spoke about, like, when he was articulating about my shit, he said vulnerability, the brightness in his face, the excitement in how he explained everything.
Of course.
The three screens and modes of, like, expressing who I was never changed. Like,
it's never happened.
I'm still excited to speak about myself.
Yeah.
I'm still authentic about who I am. And I'm still straight as fuck about the message I'm trying to pass. If you spend $10,000 to push your song and next week it's 200,000 or it's 200 on Apple Music, you are a failure.
True.
If you don't have 100,000 on the Apple Music scale and you're doing good musically in the diaspora, you're not a failure.
At all.
You didn't just break into your market target audience. We are doing good.
Yes, you are.
Doing great.
Yes, you are, brother.
You don't need to go into Apple Top 100 to be a star. You don't need to go into Apple Top 100 to be greatness. Defend.
Sure.
Don't need to go into Apple Top 100 to be who you think you're meant to be.
Yes.
I am here. I'm a living witness. I'm a living proof. I've never gone number one on Apple Music Top 100. But I have one of the biggest songs in the history of Afrobeats.
Yes, you have.
Dear young, fast rising artists, I'm a living proof. You can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yes.
Anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Anybody Julia can see his fit to even break into the status quo can do it. Fuck who the fuck I am. Fuck Oxlade. You can actually do it. Individually. In all lenses. And I'm not saying this because I'm on Julia Khan's podcast. I'm saying this because I did it.
Yeah.
And you can do it.
And you did it well.
God bless Africa. Yeah. God bless this podcast.
Thank you.
God bless every African trying to dare for more. God bless every African that actually believes that it's going to top 10 to be the biggest and the most impactful Afrobeat artist. Portable is one of the most influential artists in the history of Afrobeat.
True.
And he has not had a top 10 in the past 3 years.
True. Yes.
It's three words. You can do it.
Yes.
And your mom's dad.
Yes. Thank you, brother.
Let's book.
Thank you.
Respect.
Thank you.
Love.
Love, 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 love.